Welcome to the Veterans Perspective, presented by the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency, with your host, Director of the MVAA, Zanetta Adams.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Veterans Perspective. I'm your guest host, Joseph Sword, the Employment Analyst with the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. Today, Director Adams is off, so I'm going to be spending the afternoon with you, and I'm really excited about that. We're going to be talking about employment opportunities for veterans and some of the most veteran-friendly employers in the state today in honor of National Hire a Veteran Day, which is July 25th, so coming right up. So today I'm going to be, our first guest is Crystal Bershey with Veteran Employment Services from the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. After that, we're going to have Amber Fogarty on here to talk about some opportunities with Consumers Energy. And lastly, we're going to talk to John Gardner from Roush Engineering. Again, these are some of the most veteran-friendly employers in the state, and we're excited to bring these opportunities to you. So stick around, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. On today's show, we're going to be talking about employment for veterans in honor of National Hire a Veteran Day. Now, National Hire a Veteran Day was established in 2017 and founded by Dan Capriel, a Marine Corps veteran and founder of Hire Our Heroes, which is a national nonprofit organization. Now, this special day is set aside to raise awareness of civilian employment for transitioning service members and veterans after their military service. Now, speaking to the employers on this call, I'd like to tell you, you know, if you're looking to hire, or if you're looking for hardworking, motivated, and ethical employees, you really should try hiring a U.S. veteran. Veterans tend to be adaptive team players with real leadership experience, and they know how to triumph and win over adversity. Veterans have learned to work side by side with individuals, regardless of diverse race, gender, geographic origin, ethnic background, religion, and economic status, as well as mental, physical, and attitudinal capabilities. Veterans show respect for procedures, health and safety standards, and integrity through years of training in today's armed forces. So hiring veterans isn't just a good idea, it's really good business. Here at the Michigan Veterans Affairs, the MVAA recognizes employers that commit to military veteran recruitment, training, and retention practices by awarding those employers gold, silver, and bronze level status as a veteran-friendly employer. The veteran-friendly employer program will help work with organizations to recruit and retain the top veteran talent while providing a roadmap to improve your recruitment efforts. If your organization would like to be recognized as a veteran-friendly employer, please review the criteria on our MVAA's website and hit submit on an application. So to all our employers out there, the best way to learn about our program is to visit our website. And you can do that. I do that just by throwing four simple letters into a Google search engine. I put in MVAA. And when I get there, I click the employment tab, which is right at the top left. And when you see that, you can see our lists of all the veteran-friendly employers in the state of Michigan. Right now, we have 515 certified veteran-friendly employers. So as an employer and as an organization, when you achieve this certification, you're telling veterans out there that you're committed to hiring them. And you're saying that you understand, you know, what reservists and veterans have to go to, and you want them to be part of your organization. Now, as a veteran job seeker, there's a lot of tools on this website as well. So if you're a job seeker and you're looking like, where do I start now? You want to feel like you have an in, right? Like veterans like to have an in and they want to feel accepted. So try hire or try applying at these companies. These, you know, that these companies are looking for veterans and that they definitely, you know, you have a leg up there. They're still going to, you know, hire the best person for the job, but you've definitely got a leg up there. So you can find all of our veteran-friendly employers on our website. They're broken down by gold status, silver status, and bronze status. Bronze status is more of a minimal status versus, you know, silver and gold, which are higher levels, which means those organizations have done just a little bit more to attract and do a little bit more for veterans. And some of those things that the silver or gold level employers might have are veteran resource organizations. They may have differential pay if you're a guard or reservist and you're actively drilling. So they understand that the sacrifices that you continue to make, and they're willing to work around that. Now, I also want to talk about probably the most powerful tool that we have here for a job seeker at the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency, and that's our YMI app. And when you look at, you know, you pull out your device and, you know, you look at wherever you get your apps from and enter this one word consecutively, Y, W-H-Y-M-I, all is one word, YMI. When you enter that into your whatever device you use to look for your apps, you'll see the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency logo. Go ahead and download it. This app is very, very powerful, and it's the only tool that we have that allows you to sort and look at jobs by region. So when you open up the app, you're going to see the big map of the Mitten. Man, I love being from Michigan because everybody just points at their hand where they live. And you just look at your region, you click that, there's 8 different regions throughout the state, and it will show you the jobs that are currently posted in your area. The difference between the app and the website that I would tell any job seeker or employer is that the website will show all the veteran-friendly employers. The app will only show those with current openings. So if you click your region and it says there's 14 certified veteran-friendly employers, that's probably not true. There's probably a lot more than that, but there's 14 veteran-friendly employers that currently have job openings. So now you can look at that. That's the first thing that'll come up on that app. The app will also show you all the, you know, certified veteran-friendly schools in your region as well. And that's important because, you know, if you don't have the level of training or certification that you want to get the job that you really want, you can find the school and the training to get it right there. A certified veteran-friendly school really brings it for veterans in the state of Michigan. I sit on the board that certifies each and every school, and I'm telling you, we have some of the best and most veteran-friendly schools in the nation right here in Michigan. On this app, you will also see a link to veteran service officers. And, you know, this could be if you're a veteran and you're looking for, hey, how do I find a veteran service officer to help me with my VA claim? Right here on this app, you'll see all the veteran service officers in your region. Then after that, you'll also see a link to all the veteran-friendly healthcare in your region. So, you know, if you're looking for a VA healthcare facility, you know, to get that free healthcare, you'll see it there. So these are some of the tools that we provide here at MBAA. And as we move on in this segment, I'm really excited to talk to our guests and show you some other things that other people offer in the state as well. So don't go away. When we return, we're going to begin our conversation with our first guest, Crystal Bershey from the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, Veteran Employment Services. Welcome back, and please join me in welcoming our first guest to the show, Crystal Bershey. Crystal's a state administrative manager with the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. Currently, Crystal oversees Veteran Employment Services, VES, and when she began her career with VES, she was a veteran's career advisor, which meant she provided individualized career services to veterans and eligible persons. She quickly advanced in her profession, moving from her VCA position to a local veterans employment representative. And today she can proudly say she is the first female to oversee the VES program in Michigan. Crystal believes trust and respect are a fundamental part of teamwork, and being a good leader means empowering others to do great things. Crystal proudly and honorably served 5 years in the United States Navy and later graduated from Walsh College with a dual master's in business management. In her spare time, she enjoys spending time with her family and friends. Some of her hobbies include crafting, camping, and fishing. And welcome to the show, Crystal. I'm really excited to have us. So tell us a little bit about VES and the mission.
Well, first off, Joe, thank you for that warm welcome and for having me this morning. Yes, so Veterans Employment Services, what are we all about? So we provide one-on-one career services and training-related services to veterans and eligible persons. The program is federally funded through the Jobs for Veterans state grant, And we use that funding to hire, like you recently mentioned there, veteran career advisors and local veteran employment representatives. That's what the grant is used for, to staff our program. And our mission is to reduce or remove barriers to employment that a veteran may face once they transition out of the service. And all of our services with our veteran career advisors and our local veteran employment representatives are free.
Yeah, that is fantastic. I know when I'm out in the world and I see your team working, it just blows me away. Well, what are the other services that VES can provide to veterans and eligible persons?
So our veteran career advisors, they provide services such as career guidance, job search activities, labor market information, resume writing. And what I mean by resume writing, they help a veteran determine what type of resume. They help them translate their skills from military service to civilian terminology, stuff like that. That is the veteran career advisors. Now, our local veterans employment representatives, they work directly with employers to promote the hiring of veterans and to assist them with filling any of their vacancies with veteran talent. Some of their services include participating in job fairs, conducting employer outreach, and coordinating with unions, apprenticeships, and businesses.
Wow, that's neat. So they can actually work with the employers as well to become more attractive to veterans. That's an often overlooked part of it. So if I wanted to get connected to a VCA or a LEBR, how do I go about doing that?
Yes, great question. So a veteran just needs to walk into their local Michigan Works and self-identify. Let the staff person know that you are a veteran and that you are interested in additional veteran services. And that's how you will get connected with our staff.
That is awesome. I know that one of the biggest, mandates or one of our top priorities here at the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency is, trying to attract a talent to Michigan and trying to get our veterans to come back home and trying to make Michigan as veteran-friendly place as we can to bring people back home. Are there any initiatives that, VES is doing to attract or retain talent to Michigan?
Absolutely. So I'm going to name a few here because we do have quite a bit, and we work with your agency quite a bit on some of this as well. But just a couple that WD, Workforce Development, and Veterans Employment Services have to attract veterans back to Michigan. We have programs such as Grow with Google. That's a scholarship program at no cost, and it prepares individuals for new careers in under 6 months with a certificate there. Yep. And then recently, the governor made an announcement about the My Camo grant, and that acronym stands for Michigan Construction Apprenticeship Post-Military Opportunity. That is a mouthful, or My Camo for short. And what that will do is help 225 veterans connect with registered apprenticeships. VES, like I mentioned before, we work very closely with you and your team to reach out to transitioning service members. We have a work group, an actual transitioning service member work group here in VES, where we reach out to the guard bases here in Michigan, as well as other states, to talk to their leadership about the wonderful programs and initiatives that Michigan has here to offer to their veterans. And I know that you as well are also, MVA is also conducting a transitioning service member work group, and our teams are actually joining up and collaborating in that effort.
Yep. Yeah, I can tell you, dealing with so many transitioning service members and hearing, the number one source of anxiety that I tend to get from veteran job seekers is, how do I write a resume? How do I interview? When we were on active duty, we, did boards and, your evaluation reports meant everything. And now we get into a world with writing resumes and job interviewing. It's just not a skill set that we're there for. So, what your team can do and the ability to help that individual veteran one-on-one is absolutely priceless. That's exciting stuff. I want to ask you a little bit on the employment side, Crystal. What is something that you would like employers to know when hiring a veteran?
What would we like them to know? Well, there's quite a bit, but just a few things. You know, we want employers to know that when they're hiring a veteran, you know, they can expect someone who is mission-focused, works well under pressure, a creative problem solver, and someone who has strong work ethics.
Yep. Amen. And then, you know, the last thing that I'd like to talk a little bit about is, you know, when it comes to veterans themselves. And I know that me personally, one of the traits that I tend to see in a successful job seeker are those that know exactly what they want. When a veteran comes to me and says, you know, I want to become a Michigan State police trooper, how do I do that? It's an easier roadmap than when I get those calls that say, hey, I just want to make X number of dollars per year. Is there any other advice or any other tips that you can think of that you would offer to any veteran job seekers to help set themselves up?
Well, I would, you know, recommend going to your Michigan Works office. If you do not get connected with our staff, you will also be able to receive services from that Michigan Works office. And some of those things include, you know, job search, labor market information, stuff like that. And just, I would say, be open-minded. When you meet with a veteran career advisor, be open-minded. They're going to conduct what we call a comprehensive assessment. So they're going to get to know the veteran. They're going to get to know what type of skills they have, what exactly they're looking for, what's their educational background, and also be open to non-traditional career paths. You know, that's OJT and apprenticeship programs. Apprenticeships are huge right now. And I know that a lot of veterans may not know about apprenticeships, but be open-minded to that. And also, I also want to point out that our staff, local veterans employment representatives, and veteran career advisors, we are all veterans. So we can relate, and we are here to give those veterans a hand up and help them be successful in their journey.
Yeah. You know, and I think I just really appreciate you being here today, Crystal. And every time I see your team in action or see you in action, helping veterans one-on-one and, you know, making a difference and then doing it for free, it just blows me away. And to be honest, I wished, you know, when I transitioned off of active duty, I sure wish I would have known about VES, but I just didn't take the time to learn and just moved on. But thank you for everything. You've been absolutely great and appreciate what you do. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have Amber Fogarty on from Consumers to talk about some opportunities with Consumers. We'll see you in a few.
Welcome back to the Veterans Perspective, presented by the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. Now, your host, Director of the MVAA, Sonetta Adams.
Well, welcome back. I'm Joseph Soar, the Employment Analyst with the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency and guest host today of the Veterans Perspective. With us next is Amber Fogarty, who is the Manager of Talent Pipeline Programs for Consumers Energy and a U.S. Army veteran. Prior to coming to Consumers, Amber was a middle school teacher and a counselor. She also serves on the Michigan Veterans Coalition and holds a national board seat for the National Veterans and Energy Organization. Amber's primary role is to align jobs, forecasting data with strategic programs and partnerships around the state to ensure the company maintains a qualified and diverse workforce. So welcome today, Amber.
Good morning, Joe.
Well, I got to go big first, right off the get. And I want to ask you, Military Times ranked Consumers Energy as the number one Michigan veteran-friendly employer in 2021. What are some of the things that you think led to this ranking?
There are a number of things that led to this ranking, Joe. I think this has been years in the works. We started several years back with the addition of our Veterans Advisory Panel, which is our internal resource group for veterans. not just with the mission to attract veterans into the company, but to attract and retain. So that group has been working tirelessly to do all kinds of great things. And that's kind of how a lot of our initiatives were born with our veterans. We have amazing gas and electric boot camps that are geared specifically towards veterans. We just feel there's such a strong correlation between the work we're doing and what veterans bring to the table.
You know, it's funny that you say that about the gas and electric boot camps, because when I'm out interacting with veterans or those coming off deployment, looking for jobs, or those transitioning off of active duty, I would tell you that I am repeatedly asked about the electric and the gas boot camps. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Certainly. So we offer two training programs. One is the natural gas boot camp. And what that is a 2-week pre-apprenticeship program that teaches veterans about the work being done on the natural gas side of the house. Those individuals then would go into a job role called gas construction worker. And we have a number of employees out in the field kind of digging up and replacing that aging infrastructure in the ground. And so it would start as a laborer position, but it's soon to be a Department of Labor registered apprenticeship. So they would be able to move up and advance internally into other roles such as gas line welders, gas line construction workers. The sky's the limit from that springboard point. On the electric side of the house, we have our veterans electric lines boot camps. And that also is a pre-apprenticeship program for a Department of Labor registered apprenticeship, 4-year apprenticeship. That training program is in partnership with the Power for America group, and also a short-term learn all you can about the job role, and then launches into electric line positions. And we run those at least once a year, sometimes more.
Very exciting stuff. And why do you think you like to employ our target veterans for these positions?
Oh my gosh, this is my favorite question. We employ veterans, as a veteran myself, I just see so many connections between the camaraderie they have and the union ranks, the camaraderie that the union positions have. I see just work ethic. I see connections to, that kind of get up and go attitude, that working in a group, in a team, the importance of working in a team. So many of our veterans, especially coming into the electric lines boot camps, because they do need to have some foundational knowledge of electricity coming in, the skill sets they're getting in the military, in any branch, there are so many job roles within the military that align beautifully into that, as well as the physical fitness component. In both electric and gas jobs, you have to be physically prepared to do that work. It's tough work, and our veterans nail it.
Yeah, I'm looking out the window in my office right now at an electric pole, thinking about climbing that, and I can see that, yeah, you definitely want to be physically fit. That is neat stuff.
Yeah, you have to be. In order to be safe, you have to be. And so it's just such a strong connection.
Oh, can you tell me a little bit about your role on the Women's Veteran Coalition?
Yes, absolutely. So a few years back, Director Adams launched this initiative to do more for Michigan women's veterans. And she put out this call for people to apply, and we put this group together with Erica Hoover's help, and we've been doing some really cool things. This year, we launched our very first Michigan Women's Veterans Conference, and that was in Lansing. That was held earlier this summer, and it was such a sensational event. So it's just a number of Michigan women veterans getting together, thinking about planning, talking about issues affecting Michigan women's veterans and what we can do to help. And it's been a lot of fun to be involved in that.
You know, Amber, my daughter is currently serving in the Michigan Army National Guard, And I just wanted to ask that question because I look at what you do and how, you know, it's, you know, be a role model for her and the opportunities to provide and show women veterans how to advance their careers. And, you know, it's just something that I haven't seen before. And it's just something that's so neat. And I really respect your guys' work, or your all's work, and wanted to bring that up. All right, I'm going to move on and ask. A lot of times, you know, veterans know about the gas and the energy boot camp, and they specifically seek me out asking about that. Well, what are some of the other jobs in the energy field that veterans could be drawn to with Consumers Energy?
You know, it really depends on the background of the veteran and what they did in the military and what skill sets they bring to the table. But such a strong overlap in the industry in general. And when I think about things like engineering, I think about dispatchers. You know, we have a number of folks sitting behind a computer screen dispatching not only our vehicles, but dispatching crews out on jobs. You know, they have to have that open line of communication. We have planners, we have schedulers, we have an extremely robust learning and development department. So as a former teacher, whoever dreamed there would be a connection in the energy industry for me, we have drone operators, we have athletic trainers, we have, the sky's the limit. There are so many possibilities. So really, depending on what they did in the military and what they've done since.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that. And the reason I'm asking, about a month ago, a close friend of mine that I served with on active duty was a very successful recruiter for me and a really just a good guy. And he called and asked me, where should I apply? I'm retiring. And I said, one of the first places I'd check is Consumers. And the next text I got from him was, I have an interview. And it was for a position that I wouldn't have thought he would have been attracted to, but that's just it. He was. And then he ended up getting the position, and I was pretty excited for him.
Yeah. The other one I didn't mention was field leaders. You know, the military bring a lot of leadership skills to the table too. And a lot of times we're just looking for some solid field leaders.
Yeah, that is absolutely fantastic. I really appreciate you being on here today. And I know that, you know, my own personal experience, and I don't know if I've ever even told you this, my mother retired from Consumers Energy and my sister works there full time. And I just think of that culture and that people, you know, and that just what a phenomenal place to work. And it's a place that takes care of their people and do it right. And when you talked about your, you know, your veterans advisory panel and focusing on retention, it's obvious to see why, you know, Consumers has the retention rates that they do. So thank you for being on here today. This is absolutely fantastic. And I really appreciate you, Amber.
Thank you, Joe. And we appreciate you as well.
All right. Don't go away. When we come back, we'll be talking about Roush Engineering with John Gardner. Welcome back to the Veterans Perspective. I'm MVAA guest host Joseph Soar, and I'm here next with John Gardner, manager for Roush Veterans Initiative Program and Diversity Recruiting. John served more than 24 years of active duty service in the U.S. Air Force and officially retired on September 1st, 2012. In his current role at Roush, he works closely with many veteran organizations and military installations to find career opportunities for veterans. Additionally, he works to identify veteran-related philanthropic opportunities for the company and to provide a resource for any veteran-related matters. He earned his undergraduate degree in organizational leadership from Ashford University and a master's degree in human resources from the University of Arizona. He and his wife, Crystal, of 31 years, have four children. Welcome today, John.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited. So tell us a little bit about your experience and how it helps you relate to veterans in the community.
Yeah, so I think, you know, part of my experience, you know, ending my career, I did the last 10 years of my 24 in Air Force recruiting. And, you know, just that job of having what you're trying to help people start a career, right? And so I really got addicted to the feeling of of helping a young person join the military, and not only just join, but just join the right way, right? Figuring out the right career field for them, and then trying to make sure that they knew everything that they needed to know to be successful in basic training, and then ultimately in their career. I was the type of recruiter that actually, and still today, keep in touch with people that I put into the Air Force. Again, I was addicted to the feeling of making sure that I took care of someone and made sure that their career started out the right way. So transitioning from the military, I knew that for me, a dream job would be doing the same thing in the civilian community. And so I started out at Quicken Loans managing, and I started their program and managed that program for about 3 years. And again, that same feeling, you know, instead of putting someone in, I was actually helping people transition out. And so I just think that, you know, when you go to career fairs or when you're speaking to veteran groups or you're speaking at any type of veteran hiring event, the fact that I could say that I served 24 years in the military and I made a successful transition out, and now my job is to help people who are like me. I mean, I think that brings a bunch of credibility to who I am and whatever organization I'm working for. So I think that's the best thing about being a veteran, especially one who has retired, just bringing that instant credibility.
You know, it's funny you say that. You know, I spent 22 years on active duty in the Army, and you spent 24 in the Air Force. And when we met each other, I don't know, a little over a year ago, I just started picking up on things because I just respect and enjoy working with you. And there's things that I noticed that, you know, that really stick out. And yeah. One of the things that I see you do that I just really enjoy is to see you interact with the transitioning service members. You know, you actually go down to the transitioning posts and deal with that. Can you tell us some of the things you see interacting with transitioning service members, what they're looking for?
Yeah. So, I mean, the number one thing is the eagerness. There's a little bit of nervousness also, but the eagerness of service members knowing that they can get out and be successful in the civilian community. Some of the things that I've been noticing lately, because we've been through the pandemic and I guess we're still kind of going through it, is service members are now keen to working remotely. And I think that they understand that that opens them up to several different companies nationwide, right? So I was just recently down at an event at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base last month, and, you know, talking to a couple of veterans, you know, that was a reoccurring question, like, hey, do you guys have open remote positions? And so, like, now instead of you talking to someone who's about to transition, like, hey, you know, we're going to have to transition you up to Michigan, we do have some roles that could be potentially remote, and service members are now asking about remote opportunities. Again, which it opens them up to more. So like, if you don't want to leave Dayton, Ohio, but you want to work with a great company like Roush, you know, remote opportunities is the new thing. So I'm seeing that. But again, the main thing is just the eagerness of latching on with a great company and trying to, you know, solidify a civilian career.
Fantastic. You know, when I think Roush, right, you know, I'm a NASCAR fan, but I'm thinking Mustangs and F-150s, you know, when I hear Jack Roush. But what are some of the other things that you do at Roush?
So, you know, I started at Roush 4.5 years ago, and I remember when I started, I was the same way, Joe. I thought about Mustangs, F-150s, the Super Duty. Now we do some things with the Ford Ranger. But, you know, I love telling the story about the other side of Roush, which is some of our other companies. We have a Roush Clean Tech, which focuses on clean energy vehicles. We have Roush Defense, which is a growing industry for us. Excuse me. It's a growing industry. And then that's obviously a great sell to a transitioning service member to know that we have a defense arm of our company. And then Roush Entertainment. Roush Entertainment is another company another subsidiary of Roush Management LLC that focuses on you know, amusement parks and rides. So we're engineering rides and prototyping new rides for some of America's, you know, largest amusement parks. So that's another couple of our businesses that are really exciting. And then when I talk about them, obviously sometimes we can't talk about who our customers are, but just kind of talking to veterans about that again, makes them kind of excited about not just thinking about the Mustang, which is still a pretty cool vehicle for us.
It is a very cool vehicle. So when I interact with you, you have a way of just communicating. I mean, you can communicate with a job seeker in a manner that's just simple and they get it. And that's just like one of the things that I've always taken away working with you. But if you could give advice, like what advice would you give to a new veteran job seeker?
So one of the things that you see, Joe, is when you see me interacting with those folks, it's really me always thinking about how I felt when I was transitioning, right? It's very important to connect with a person and a veteran candidate in a way where they actually understand that you care. One of the things that I do try to articulate to veteran candidates is, listen, nothing is going to be given to you, right? It's a competitive world. It's a competitive hiring world, right? And so these companies that have veteran hiring programs, we want to hire you, right? But still the company has to make a business decision to hire the best person for the job, right? So I always have veterans remember to continue that competitive edge that you have from serving in the military. The military is competitive. And so you can't lose that as you transition because, again, companies want to make the best business decision for them. And if it comes down to you and a civilian who may have great experience, but maybe a little bit more, but you could actually maybe win that job because you have an eagerness to learn, right? So nothing is going to be given to you. That's my advice. Nothing is going to be given to you. It's still a competitive job market, and your veteran status is going to help you, but it's not the end all be all. So you still got to be on your A game when you're talking to these companies and interviewing.
No, that's just it. And, you know, veterans can interview really well with boarding experience and those things tend to come out, but you're right. That's that just such great advice. You just can't lose sight of the going for what you want 100%. And, you know, absolutely, doing the research and learning the most you can about the organization and the job you're applying for and making sure you're the most qualified. Really, really good stuff. Is there anything you'd like to tell us about where we can apply for jobs at Roush?
Yes. So you can actually go to Roush.com. There's a link to our careers page on Roush.com. If you are a veteran and you need help with your resume, I do resume review. I do mock interviews. I love talking to veterans before they actually go through the interview process to kind of give them some tips on who we are as a company. And then, you know, also to share my story. I think that helps out a lot. You can reach me at 734-779-7019. Or you can email me at john.gardner@roush.com. And I always respond. I take each veteran that I deal with on a one-on-one basis, and I want to make sure that they get the best. And then this is the other cool thing about Roush and our veteran program. My job is to try to help you get to Roush. That's what I want. But if I can't, I use our network, Joe, to share veterans that I think are sharp. They could be a good fit for Quicken Loans. They could be a good fit for Ford. And Roush is okay with us doing those types of things for our veterans and military spouses. So that's the other thing that's really cool about our program. We're not going to just, if we don't hire you, you know, we just push you to the wayside. You know, I'm going to forge your resume on and continue trying to help the veteran get a job.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Thanks for everything, John. It was great having you on today. I really appreciate it. And I learned a lot. So thanks again for being here.
Absolutely. Good to see you, my friend.
All right. Good to see you. Tegan, do you want to? Well, this is wrapping up our show today. Really enjoyed this. I'd like to say thank you to all the veterans that are listening today, and thank you to all the employers who strive to hire veterans. You make a big difference, and we really appreciate you. Thank you to all of our hosts today, Crystal Bershey from the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, Amber Fogarty from Consumers Energy, and John Gardner from Roush. Appreciate you being here. And I'll close up and remind any veteran job seeker, refer you to our website at michiganveterans.com. And if you have any questions or ever need help with any veteran services, your best bet is to always call 1-800-MICHVET, 1-800-MICHVET or 1-800-642-4838. Thanks. It's been a pleasure.